Watt standing in for Charles Giuliani. Going through some of the harsh reality we have to face up to. Talking about how it really is, as opposed to how we'd like it to be. And how the media pretends it is. We're watching the build-up of all governments across the whole planet in cahoots with each other, which tells you the amount of interactions they've had with each other to plan all of this for a long, long time, because bureaucracies do not move swiftly. Yet here they are, on cue, all going into action at the same time worldwide with the exact same agenda. An agenda that has nothing to do, really, with the Middle East. And Professor Carl Quigley said himself, the purpose of war, from the elite's point of view, is to change society, because bureaucracies and governments flourish as they take over all the rights of the citizenry. That's the purpose of war, apart from all the loot they gain. And we're watching a world system come into view, a world that they talked about where it'll be run on in a very efficient economic basis, where individuality amongst the people will be eradicated, and then they'll feel very safe at the top. A world where you can't pick your own partner, a world where there'll be no inefficient human organisms grown. In other words, if you have the possibility, not the definite conclusion, but a possibility of having a hereditary disease or even asthma or an allergy, you will simply be eradicated from the gene pool because they don't want inefficiency. We're dealing with the true eugenicists at the top, the real Nazis behind the Nazis. And there were real Nazis behind them because the old secret society that ran England was still running the other side of Germany. You'll find the big names of the Rockefellers, the Baxter Laboratories that gave you good inoculations, and all the big GM and Ford and big foundations all funded a new company, an umbrella company, a shell company called IG Farben, and brought Hitler and his war machine into being. This all came up at the Nuremberg trials when the IG Farben group based in New York sent hundreds of lawyers over there to make sure and pay off all the lawyers who were doing inquiries into not asking about IG Farben. It's all published. Look at the book called The Crimes and Punishment of IG Farben. And it's the biggest names, the biggest international corporations that still run your lives today. The same corporations that are now in all complete cahoots with each other to bring about this universal ID card and brain chipping. And they're completely interconnected with the CIA, MI6, Mossad, and so on, because you see, the top branches of those organizations were integrated during World War II. They're not separate at all. Therefore, it's not just the British bunch, it's not just the CIA bunch, it's not just the bunch in Israel. You see, they're all in it together. As good crooks should be. That's how the mafia always operated. After they fight each other, they have a big meeting, and they divvy up different parts of the territory. And they have a form of peace between them. It's much easier that way, it's better profits. And that is the global system we live in today. The whole communist era, the Cold War, was a con from the beginning. And we're back after these messages to explain that to you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Giving you some of the history behind what's been happening, showing you how we're manipulated into false perceptions in the world. And you'll find with the Cold War, for instance, it was the most efficient way found by the big think tanks based in London to create an enemy that would appear to be their complete opposite, to get all the public behind this new movement called communism, to get them to fight for it and work hard for it, for nothing often, for an ideal. But really his purpose was to unite whole areas of Europe, different countries in Europe, with different languages and different systems and customs and cultures, to bring them all together under a centralized system. And then, about 70 to 80 years afterwards, as Lenin said, it would alter and change and merge with the other system. And as Gorbachev admitted, it would become not quite communistic and not quite capitalistic. He's talking about a socialist system to run the masses on behalf of the fascist elite. That was the purpose of communism. They did the same thing with China. The communists in China, long before the big players that you're used to hearing or reading about in the newspapers or history books, were actually British. And Lord Bertrand Russell was sent there in the 1920s to teach in universities to start to put in the seeds of communism. Far-ranging plans, plans which wouldn't be fulfilled till his life was over. As always, these big builders plan way in advance and use many generations to complete it, the agenda. You'll find even when Lincoln, after the Civil War was over, this terrible, terrible war which they used to manipulate young men, as always, through using emotive topics, using all the usual tricks of the military, the bands, the uniforms, the big speeches. Karl Marx wrote to Lincoln. Actually, he did it by telegraph, and it's in the congressional records, congratulating Lincoln for keeping the country together and solidifying and strengthening the power and centralizing the power of the state. Now, that was one of the tenets of communism, you see, was to centralization of power and laws into one big system, over one big system. Centralization was very important, and that was one of the missions of communism. Communism also helped to eradicate all of the old ways of living, the rural ways of living again, because the far, far-ranging plan as they merged the communism and capitalism together was to eventually reduce the populations and bring in the habitat areas, what they're now calling habitat areas at the United Nations for Agenda 21, has had different names in the last century, in the century previously. They talked about efficient centers of civilization. They even talked about building big domes over those cities. And I've seen them. I've seen the plans for them by some of the architects. Yeah, these domes will have a much smaller population within. I've seen the one for Toronto that was drawn up by Galen Weston, who is also a lord over in Britain and in Canada, and an architect, and owns so many businesses you can't keep count of them. Prince Charles is on his polo team. I even asked him, I says, that's a small Toronto. He says, yeah, it will be much smaller then. Everything that we're hearing today as being new was planned long ago. A hard thing to face, isn't it? That even your fashions, even the songs that you might whistle, if anybody still whistles, you don't find many people today that whistle, do you? They might sing the chorus of a song, but you don't hear that happy whistling that you used to hear, perhaps because people aren't happy anymore, who knows. But yeah, the fashions that you go through, the fads that you go through, even the major television series that fascinate you, are all put out there to program you, to leave you really with no real thoughts of your own. If you were your own navigator, you would be watching the television at all. You'd be thinking for yourself and analyzing everything for yourself. However, why bother when it's so easy to sit back and let the professionals do it all for you? Download it right into your brain for you. Now, if the government's mandated back in the 1950s that everyone had to have a free television, we'd be very suspicious. But it was much easier to make us want the television set. They had no suspicions at all. Same with the computer. Because really, they should have given this all for free. We should have free televisions, free computers, because they're all there to indoctrinate us and to pass our time, to steer our thinking, to guide our thinking into particular avenues of thought. And all that becomes perception. And your perception becomes your reality. So much so, you'll probably fight people to keep it, thinking it's yours, it's your perceptions, it's your reality. Very few people in this world today are actually true thinking, sentient beings. They are composites of all their indoctrinations. They also have little bits of their own family dysfunctions because of the way they've grown up. You can't find functional families today, really, because the family has been under attack for over 100 years. Scientific attack, where men are emasculated through comedy shows, because after all, the men are so silly and stupid and childish, and the women are so practical and mature. And so are the children, by the way, the new children. And the children see that on the comedy shows, and they have no respect for their fathers. They have no respect whatsoever. A great movie to watch is called American Beauty, because Hollywood does love to put it in your face and show you how it really is. American Beauty shows you the average family today, where the guy has no respect from the wife, no respect from his daughter, because the daughter has no respect for him putting up with all the nagging from the wife. That's the average family. You can't find couples today, very few couples, who are mature enough to live with each other and get older, because television bombards you with a youth culture. It's ridiculous for people in their 40s and 50s to sit and watch all the heroes who are around 20 and 25. But that's what they give you, because they want to eradicate anyone who's older and wiser from the system. You're irrelevant. Your opinions are outdated. That's why you get this youth culture promoted on television. Yet, when you look at television and music, and I've been in the music business at the top, and I've seen the panels, even in the BBC studios, meet to decide what they were going to make be number one, two, three, four, five, right down the row in the coming month. Whereas the public were told that number one would be the best seller because people were buying it. The opposite was true. You make people to be stars. You promote them from the top. In other words, it's like the money. Someone at the top says it is so, and lo and behold, it is so. Same with all the culture creation industries. Old people in tweed suits, male and female, sat and discussed and decided who they'd make number one and so on. Why was that? It was because they were promoting particular types of music, authorized types of music, to help further condition society to the next step. They knew that eventually it'd give you a rap when they wrapped it up, because that was the end, you see. That was the bottom. And what did they do in the courts, and what did they do in the Masonic courts when they begin their meetings and end their meetings? They wrap the gavel on the square. You wrap it up. In the old days, it was the pop, because pop is the father. Then they gave you rock, because rock is the block, the ashlar for masonry. Then what is drawn out of the stone? It's the sword. You have metal and heavy metal. It's all high occultic stuff. And you thought it was just by chance, because you question nothing, you see. You were surprised how many of the big players actually write their own material. You might be even more surprised to find how many can't even play very well. They can mime good on stage. It's show business, like everything else. It's show business. There's nothing on television, just like the movie Network. Excellent movie to watch, which shows you a reality that you don't want to see. It's the same in all of the culture creation industry. It's tinsel tongue. It's drama. Even the scandals you read about in all the magazines about the stars, whether it's in Hollywood or it's in music, it's just great publicity and gossip for you to consume. Written by professionals. Back in a minute after these messages.
Hi. Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
cuttingthroughthematrix.com and the European site, which is sentientsentinel.eu. You'll find hundreds of talks on all these topics, some going into greater depth, and you can download them for free. You can also get transcripts as well from the site. I'm trying to show people that most of those things which you think is real is basically a false presentation to fool you into false perceptions so that you go through life never really participating in the direction of life itself, never really participating in an original thought, an original process of doing, which will originally change the system in a different path. That's why you have authorized groups to join. And for every personality type out there, they've made sure it's a group for you, if you should want to join them. We've been trained that the lone gunman rides into town and cleans up all the bad guys. And that happens in Hollywood, of course, on the big screen. It doesn't happen anywhere else. You are your own champion. You have to find other champions for sure and teach them. But ultimately, you go by your own conscience and your own reasoning, and you have to educate yourself as much as possible if you're truly willing not to go down in the system and let it fall down the way it's supposed to fall down, the way it's been made to fall down. Otherwise, man will go out with a whimper, not with a bang. And for most that might be so, but not for all. Before I was mentioning the Cold War and how they terrified the public for many years, generation. The whole generation was terrified into instant annihilation, and the big media made sure we saw these big mushroom clouds all the time on television, and they terrified us and we shook. And when you do that, you see, you feel helpless and insignificant and so small that you feel left out of the picture. You have no strength. And that was intentional, because they were terrifying the people of the whole world into the same agenda. It was never intended that the bombs were ever fired. Some people at the near the top of MI5 and MI6 wrote about this, because they began to suspect that each time they came close to catching top spies or double agents within the UK, someone at the very, very top tipped them off so they couldn't catch them. In the 1960s, there was a scandal about one after the other that worked for MI5 and 6. And yet, Peter Wright, who worked for them, published a book called Spycatcher. And it gives you so many clues in there that you'd have to be completely brain dead not to trip over them. He tells you that only a couple of people above those he mentions had access to the next move of MI5 and 6 and who they were going to catch. And one of them was the British royalty. They're the only ones who got access outside one other person. They tipped off these double agents. It was never intended, you see. There was a third party above communism running capitalism side and communism side. That was to make sure that nothing happened, really happened. You needed a third party atop of the pyramid, you see. That ensured there would be no nuclear annihilation. The whole idea was to terrify the populace of the planet. And it worked very, very well, as they trained generations to hide under their school desks and quiver and tell them that it was to save them from flying glass. Meanwhile, as they do that, they were showing you whole artificial towns they'd built getting blasted flat from the earth and disappearing in the nuclear blasts that they were testing down in Nevada. Use your double think again. You'll be safe, but you'll be killed. You'll be safe, but you'll be killed. You're in double think, you see. Psychological process of Pavlovian training until you just sit there and quiver. General Patton wasn't in on the big plan at the end of World War II. He was an eccentric fellow. I'd have probably got on with him very well. But he, when he met the Russians, wanting to take on the Russians, he says, this is the real enemy. It's apparently, this is the ones who are going to destroy our system. They're vowed to destroy our system. And that was true in all the public published booklets and so on that the communists put out. They didn't hide their agenda. So why would you save communism? And Patton thought it was time to take them on. He says, it'll have to happen sometime. So Patton was killed in an accident very quickly. But he wasn't in on the know. And that's what happens to those who don't understand the whole agenda. I'll be back after these messages.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Going through some of the little hard-to-take, at times, facts of recent history. It's not easy when you wake up into this world and realize that pretty well everything you've been told is an utter lie. It's even worse to find out many of those things which you particularly like in the culture was given to you, especially for the young, given to you by very old people, very smart, trained old people. It's also interesting to watch the wars we have, how they pull out the bands and the uniforms and all the emblems of the tribe, whatever tribe or super tribe, in fact, is what they called the Americas in the 60s. Whatever tribe you now belong to, they pull out all the familiar emblems and get you marching off to something you have no idea is all about. But you're taught to be proud about doing it, and the parents are taught to be proud about you going off in a uniform, even though they generally have no idea either of the big picture. And what's even more strange, they don't really want to know the big picture. You're just doing your duty for something big above you that you somehow belong to because you're born there. An odd phenomenon, but it's tribal in nature. And they know, they've known for thousands of years how to manipulate the young to go off and fight and kill and lose limbs, etc., and get catch diseases and be killed, never knowing really what they're all fighting for. In the old days, they used to allow the mercenaries to take some of the booty, the loot, from their fallen enemies. But that's kind of taboo today. They do still steal a bit here and there, as some of them you'll meet will tell you. But nothing nearly as much as they used to. When they used to fill sacks of the treasures that they'd collect along the way, that was their reward. Today it's better, it's psychologically controlled, you're trained that it's your duty, you're meant to feel proud. You come from the lower ranks of society, generally, that's where armies come from, and suddenly you have respect from everyone by simply changing your clothes. Isn't that amazing? A change of clothes gives you respect. It's quite interesting to study the psychology of human beings and see how easy it is for those who are in advanced psychology to use all basic instincts against you for their own benefit at the top. Very simple. It's even worse now that they have women in the military, because at least at one time, women sort of balanced out men, or the aggression within men. You needed the other counterpart, the balance, to bring you down to earth at times and show you other things in the world apart from domination and dominating or killing or stealing or plundering. You need that other balance to bring you down. But when the women become like the men, we're really in trouble. Really in trouble, because all compassion goes out the window. That's where we are today. We're in a world that's becoming more like robots and will become more like robots as they give us android parts and interfaces into their new system. A hellish world. And I often wonder, when I look at insects and ants and all the scurrying insects around outside, why is it that man, who has the ability to think beyond all of these things, we're not just creatures of instinct, we have the ability to decide on things, something that other creatures don't have. And yet, we seem to be trying to emulate the ants and the insects. We want to be born without the ability to think, be programmed for our tasks from birth. So we've come all this way to emulate an insect, and the public think it's going to be a great thing. There's a really good magic act by the Wizard of Oz. The burden of individuality, it is true, is too much for a lot of people. Not all, but a lot of people. They can't handle the responsibility of decision-making for themselves. They don't want to. And that's why Bill Cooper talked about this years ago when he had his program on the radio. When he said that many people will love socialism, and he was referring to this new scientific socialism where the experts will guide your whole life for you. That is true. A lot of people will love socialism. They're already quite content, not knowing of all those agencies above them. They know they're there, but they don't know what they're really for. They want to believe it's to help them if they ever need help, because this way they have more time to play undisturbed and to devour their downloading from television and games and so on. The problem really in this world is for the sentient thinkers. There's too few of them, really. They're shunned by society. They have a hard time communicating to those that just want to play and buy and consume. Even though the end is coming near of all this buying and consuming, The elite have told us this. They've planned it that way. I tell people like that to try and find others of the same ilk, because these are the times where you need companionship to bolster yourself through the times ahead. We are going to go through incredible times. We can see the preparations being made for them, and they have been made for them for quite a few years. They know there's bad times ahead at the top. As they try and hold on to this and train us like animals, but more harshly than before, they know there's going to be sporadic outbreaks. They know there's going to be backlashes, generally uncoordinated and sporadic, but they've been prepared for them for some time to come. They know that they're going to take our energy supplies from us. That's in the Kyoto conference. We've been trained that all energy, that's electricity, gasoline, propane, all kinds of fuel, is to be almost priced out of existence to train you to use less in a world where they're going to issue less. Go into the Agenda 21 Accord from the United Nations. Go into the Agricultural Department of the United Nations, and you will see that eventually all foodstuffs for the entire planet will come through the UN and be distributed across the world. And right in there, in their own little manifesto, they tell you that if your population increases in your little country over there, there'll be no more food for you. You must decide what to do about it. This is this lovely socialist system I'm talking about coming into play. It's going to be a world of horror, more so for those who are unprepared for it. And the first preparation is done within your own mind. If the mind succumbs, it doesn't matter what else you buy to protect or help yourself, it's game over. Your greatest tool, your survival tool, is within your mind. And yes, we are up against incredible psychological warfare like never before. Never before have an elite had such an ability to terrify billions of people worldwide by daily announcements on television and so on. And so we have to go prepare our minds. We've got to buttress the minds in preparation for what's to come, in the hard times to come, and all the crises which will be brought upon us. This is not wishful thinking on my part. I'd never wish this. But I'm only going by what the elite have put out in their own agendas themselves. In the mid-1990s, across Canada, booklets were issued to all the homes. I threw mine out, like most folk did, put out by the government, on what to do in cases of national emergency. Now, the Cold War was over. We weren't going to get instantly nuked every day, suddenly. Nothing was happening in the world elsewhere, yet programs came on television in the mid-90s showing us about all this emergency preparedness network that was set up across the country. And obviously had been very quietly over a couple of years. And all the command centers and what to do in cases of natural or man-made disasters. I even saw a demonstration of this in 1995 in a little town in Alliston, Ontario. I drove into it one day, and there's all the fire engines and the police and some military and all these actors with bandages on and tomato sauce. And I said, what's going on? He said, oh, it's a simulated bombing attack outside Baxter Laboratories and into the main street. And I thought, well, who the heck is going to go and blow up a potato town like Allison? And why all of this? We never had this during the Cold War. It was because the business plan to take on the Middle East and to change the entire world with it in the process was made long ago. we are living, our whole lives are just part of an ongoing, long-range business plan. And that's why these things come out as they do and make no sense to us. Margaret Thatcher, in her New World Order speech at Massey Hall in the early 1990s, said the next major war will be on fundamental religions. It wasn't just the Middle East she was talking about. It was part of the age-old plan to eradicate all religions because now they were becoming troublesome. They'd served the purposes in past ages for control mechanisms, but now there's one little part left in them, you see, where you might obey your deity's rules and not obey the government. So that had to be eliminated. So all fundamental religions had to be destroyed. The New Age would get brought in, as Michael Gorbachev wrote about in his own books. A new religion based on earth worship, where eventually youngsters will voluntarily have themselves sterilized for a few benefits, I'm sure, in the social structure. But they'll think they're doing it for Mother Earth and to save the world. And Bambi. And all the little frogs. And so on. We're in a matrix. There are many levels to the matrix. There are different levels and different times in the matrix, down through history, down through time. The breaking free is not just waking up and panicking and buying all the goods to fill up your home in case you get attacked. How much can you carry in a backpack? That's what I tell people. What they have envisaged is vast population on the move. On the move to what they'll call safer areas. And they have plans drawn up telling you how much you can take with you as you leave your main homes and travel to these little temporary safe areas, which are just the cities themselves. They even have plans on sharing accommodations in emergencies with families that are already renting or paying mortgages. All NATO countries do. They signed it into agreements in the 1970s. You'll be told how much you can take with you. This is the bad news I'm telling you. You can't see the light until you go through the darkness. Those who refuse to go into the darkness will be stuck on the other side in panic because they can't face the harsh realities to come. Going through hell brings you to what you call heaven. And those who are willing to go through it and to help others through it have a good chance of something else emerging at the end of it. But that which will emerge will not be that which you are used to. What you're used to is an artificial system. You're used to it because it's familiar to you. It's all you have been taught. But we have to find a new way to go, and not the way of the elite, and not the direct opposition of the elite, because they expect direct opposition, as always, in the Hegelian dialectic. Never in history have the general public had the right to vote or even discuss the major parts which make up their society and even their own relationships. They've never had a chance to discuss what life is even all about. They've never had a chance to debate what is the purpose of even an economy. You see, the elite decided long ago that you were there to serve the economy and not the economy to serve you. That's why things are and have been so bad. That's why we live in a class system where the UN is so proud to boast about the gulf between the rich and the poor, something they knew a long time ago when they set up the structure. How can we be a humane society and expect to survive when we will not take care of each other? It cannot be done. If there's no compassion in this world, then humanity is finished anyway, at least that which we thought of as humanity in times gone by. These are weighty problems, very weighty problems, and yet everyone should have the right to participate in it. And don't be surprised if that ever happens, to find a good bulk of the population who would vote in the very system that's destroying them because it's all they know. Back in a few moments after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back again for the last few minutes. Please check into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and alanwattsentientsentinel.eu. Go in and find lots of talks with the histories, many of the books mentioned that I've read over the years on all these topics. And really, in the last conclusion, it's up to you as to where the world is going to go. It doesn't take many people to shift the direction. It just takes the right people who have the right will and who know themselves that they cannot go back in time. Who wants to go back to an industrial era with all the factories and the smoke, as was happening to China now? They're going through their industrial era, and they're going through all of the old problems and diseases caused by industry that we once went through. But where do we want to go? Do we exist simply as economic organisms serving a greater whole or a greater elite, really? Or are we individuals here that should find our purpose for ourselves? And if we did, would others leave you alone? Because the problem in humanity at all strata is that groups tend to want everyone else to be the same. Everyone wants to be one. The New Agers want to be one. They'll get their wish when they get the brain chip, because they'll all be hooked into the same central computer. But even outside of the chip, most people want everyone to look and be and dress and behave the same way and say all the same things. It's a battle of the collective against the individual in the final analysis. Something that isn't really discussed much on any shows that I've heard. Can people tolerate differences? Can they tolerate the individual? Is there even the will there amongst 20% of them to be individuals? Time will tell. I think we're lucky that there are a few individuals coming forward today and popping their heads up above the trenches who have enough care about humankind and the past and all those who have gone before and all those who could still come. And they're risking it all. Perhaps it's time you got involved yourself and find at least one or two other people you can discuss things with. That's all you have to do, is discuss things with and reason out the meanings for yourselves of the purpose of this life we're living. And remember, everything you take as real and normal is simply because you were born into it and they all exist as such. Doesn't mean it's normal. It's what you're used to. We must find a new way very quickly, but we also must point the fingers at these psychopaths at the top and all their lackeys that are so cocksure of pulling the greatest coup off in the planet's history and having their own way. We have to stand up now and be counted and lose the fear for all those to come. There are generations to come. We must do it now. From myself, Alan Watt, filling in for Charles Giuliani, just goodbye for now. I'll be back tomorrow. And may your God or your gods go with you.
Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time.
It's true. Gold.